This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. For a while now, colleges and universities have worried about their international applicants, whether they'd be scared off by America's immigration politics. There are new signs those fears are justified. A new survey of hundreds of schools finds about 40% of them have seen international applicants drop this year. Marketplace's Adrienne Hill reports.
We'll know a lot more come the fall, when students actually decide whether or not to enroll. But the drop in applications?
It is an early indicator that we could have a problem.
That's Melanie Gottlieb from the American Association of Collegiate Registrars and Admissions Officers, which conducted the survey. According to the Institute of International Education, there are about 1 million foreign students in the U.S. for higher ed. They bring diversity and money. Foreign students often pay full tuition. They add an estimated $36 billion to the economy. So universities here want them. But so do schools in Canada, Australia, the UK. Benjamin Waxman is CEO of International Education Advantage, which helps schools market themselves to foreign students.
There's a lot more reassurance of students that needs to happen.
He says the benefits of a U.S. education haven't changed, but the perceived risks around U.S. immigration policy have. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.